You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
And I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast,
we dance in the rain.
And my earring had failed, girl. That's why I'm like, I ain't know what was popping. What's going on? What's up, YouTube? It's your girls.
Did you hear that?
I heard
sorry,
that.
Y'all.
This game is going. A lot going on.
Shit. You sorry. I've been holding.
Let it out, sis. Let it out, sis.
Gassy.
Gas, yes. Ooh. Let it out.
Okay. Let's go.
YouTube, go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment and just say hi. Go ahead and hit that, you know what I'm saying, subscribe button and join our family. Because that's how you let us know that y'all for real. You know what I'm saying? Little your girls.
That's right.
Also, hit that notification bell so you can be notified every time that we drop a video. Now, YouTube, it is an arrow that is right under this video. And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because they family now, I have to tell them in my sweet voice, I will tell my family.
Is that your sweet voice?
Yes, it is.
Tell them.
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, your contact list, their naughty list, their Pornhub list, their XX videos list, their list that you want to knock off, their list you want to suck up, their list that you... Oh, it's just my list. Anyways, go ahead, you know what I'm saying, share it to all them lists, okay? Now, it is a description box. And in that description box, it has some links that takes you over to our social media. So go ahead and rock with your girls, you know what I'm saying, on our social media. Because TikTok, you know what I'm saying, we the ones out there that got most of our followers. So go ahead, you know, follow us on TikTok. Everybody who's from TikTok looking at this, hey, TikTokers, hey, new family. Yeah, because your girls, we got about 28,000. You know, I got to let them know. So, you know what I'm saying? They can go ahead and rock with us over there. You know what I'm saying? But also, go ahead and go to a podcast platform and subscribe as well. Now, everybody who is listening, through your speakers. Whoop, whoop, through your speakers. Whoop, whoop, through your speakers. What it do?
Oh, yeah. Effie. Dina, are you a dream girl?
Dream girl. Ooh, to make you happy. All of it. Make sure that you also hit that subscribe button as well, wherever you're listening to, okay? Now that I have all of that out of the way, you know it's my favorite time to introduce my dream girl. The girl who got, you know what I'm saying, all the sass and all the class and be giving up that ass. What's up, ass girl?
Baby, I hear throw that ass in the circle.
Ooh, throw that ass in the circle. Hey, 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 throw that ass in the circle.
Hold
on, for her birthday, we didn't put it on our page. She would throw that ass in the circle.
I know how to shake my ass.
You know what I'm saying? Like, girl, she was shaking that ass for that birthday. And she was.
Crazy.
Yeah, and see, what's so crazy that when I'm at home, I can shake my ass because I have on panties, okay?
Oh, we got on clothes.
Let me explain to y'all. When I go out, I always have on a girdle.
Oh,
hold on,
yeah.
Let me say this, bitch. I'm always going to have on a girdle. So, you know what I'm saying? It does everything like this. So, me shaking ass, you ain't going to see shit shaking because the girdle is going to be, you know what I'm saying? But when I'm at home in my panties.
I hate the word panties.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing restricting it. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Somebody, sweet gangster. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing restricting that ass from shaking. But when I'm out, you would never see me shaking ass. I dance, but I ain't gonna shake ass because it ain't gonna shit shake because I have on a girdle. This shit go stay.
But what's so crazy is she not even really an ass shake because she a more like a crunky alive. Like,
at home, I am. Because saying, it shakes.
At home, she's an ass shake. But I'm just saying, like, ever since I've known her since we were young, mm-hmm. when she danced, she get crunk. Like, she wasn't that one who could, like, to be grinding. Now, my cousin, she shakes her ass. Now,
oh, yeah, she's
she
an
ain't
ass
one of them crunkled like that. Charleston more like live ass. She do a little, them dances and shit. But I ain't never seen her throw that ass. I seen her throw that ass in circle. She plays stuff, but not like. You know, twerking and all that, but whatever folks your boat to find your lost remote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, the dudes know I shake that ass. That's what I'm saying. See, when it's nothing restricting it, like,
shaking like some
shit. I'm always in here just, you know what I'm saying, just moving and shaking and, you know what I'm saying,
that
thing be.
Bootylicious for you,
yeah.
I shake my jelly.
But when I put on a girdle, ain't shit gonna move.
You can't do nothing.
Ain't shit moving. So it's like, that's embarrassing to try to move something and it's restricted. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like me, I'm
shaking it. You know what I'm saying?
Child, girdle, no girdle.
You know,
when I was good, I could, but now, baby, as an older woman,
So, anyways, back to you, ass giver upper. What are you? What you been doing?
Just fine, like Mary J. Blige. See, I like what I see when I'm looking at me and I'm walking past the mirror. Like, I'm a lady struck. Gotta stay classy. Oh, great. Huh? Just look gassy.
Look gassy.
I my body just don't cooperate with nothing. Uh-huh. I eat like nothing. When I say absolutely nothing, yes. Even if I eat a salad. My body is just it going through whatever it's going through since I'm older. I can't process stuff the way used to. Like if I have a smoothie, it's crazy because when I go like the Smoothie King, get a smoothie, and normally like I have to run to the bathroom. And shit. A Smoothie King smoothie, it doesn't bother my, it don't upset my stomach. I don't be gassy or nothing. But anything else I put out from there, I'm like, that's why I was like, I need to do a detox because I was like, I feel like. I don't have, when I be feeling like I don't have a taste for anything, that's why I'm like, I need to do something. Because I just feel like when I think, like I ate, and I like it made me feel like I don't want nothing else. Because it just disgusted me. I shouldn't have ate that. But I'm just gassy. Mm-hmm. But I'm fine. One day
at you sure it's fine. One day. Look at her. I'm slipping out this. I'm fine.
Look at her. Let me tell you something. Girl. She don't want my foot to make me blush.
Girl. That girl is offering me up here looking fine, y'all.
And how you doing? You looking out?
And what's so crazy, because you said that, like, you know, I used to have, you know what I'm saying? I used to have, like, gas, too. But I promise you, when I went vegan, I barely, like, had gas. Yeah. And I'm not just saying this because it's me. Yeah. Like, even my nephews will tell you this, too. Now, when I pass gas, it really don't smell like nothing. Because of the dairy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love cheese and milk and all that stuff. So when I pass gas, it'd be like, ooh, it'd be stanky. You know what I'm saying? Like real, real stanky. But then now, I promise you, it's like, it's really no smell. Like,
but even when I was eating clean, like months ago, when I was like mindful, I wasn't eating as many sugars as I was eating. I wasn't gassy and I wasn't poor. And if I did, it'd be like, cause I done went and probably had a cheat meal and ate something. But I'm really trying to, one day at a time. I gotta psych myself up, but like my farts have been like lingering.
Yeah.
Even I know this TMI, but like I fart because my dog will be right there, and I want to see what he gonna do. So I let that hoe rip, and he'll do like he'll be like, you know, dog sniff, and he safe. So and my baby do like, y'all get my head say, and he look at me like, bitch, and be like. I said, well, I'm sorry, but shit. That shit be lingering. I be throwing that cup. I'm like, hell no. But, yeah, so I'm super gassy. Yeah. It's been going on for some weeks, so I'm finna do, like, a detox.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna take a detox drink so that I could just kind of do it. And then when once I shit it all out and get it all out, then I'm gonna eat. Start eating like the vegetables. I really want to do like a 7 days of vegetables and fruit, just for 7 days, just so I can get that in my system. But it could be the gas because I've been fucking up some pistachios and some cashews. Listen, I see why them vegans be making that cashew like they crumbled it up and like bread they stuff with that. Cashews are amazing. I was like, I knew I like cashews, but when I was like trying to cut out sweets, I was trying to. Supplement, you know, girl, pistachio. I fucked off a whole bag of pistachios. I'm like,
and they are expensive. That's why I leave them.
So expensive.
Remember when I first went vegan, did I show you my spaghetti when I made the cashew?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you did the cashew.
Baby, listen, they were good, but then they too expensive to me. I had to start just buying just the other. I'm like,
they sweet.
Yeah.
So, I was like, I'm just like, seriously, I know I've been saying it, but when I say I'm going to do, I know my track record been kind of flaky, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do the 7 days, because it's just 7 days. That ain't hard to do. I'm going to try to just drink a lot of water, and then do my my vegetables and stuff, because I need a detox, because them forks, I ain't never smelled no fork like that. But anyway, just fine. How are you, sweetie? How are you? You look so cute in this color. It's giving lime. It's giving mustard. So I'm going to say luster, like a lime mustard. Luster. What y'all think? Luster mustard?
Not for real. What the fuck did you just have before we started recording, bitch? Because, listen, y'all see. What the fuck is she on?
No, I'm saying because
you've been hype ever since we pushed record.
Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype.
No, what's that song? It ain't my type of hype. Oh. We be dancing off to the 90s party. We going to the 90s party. We gonna play that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. Like, she ever lit as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Lit.
Why not be?
Exactly.
Why not be?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, of course I'm grieving, but I can still grieve. It's terrible. Yeah. I ain't got to wallow it. I could be happy for this moment then. But what color is this?
I don't know. We gonna say mustard.
No, it feels it really goes well with your, like, it ain't really a color that don't go good with your skin. You know what I'm saying? You kind of put on any color, but I'm really feeling this color on you. It's giving lustered, lime mustard.
We gonna go with that.
You can get like a neon green with like throw some yellow in it, like a mustard yellow. Mm. Yeah, you looking real, and you smelling like you want. She edible. Y'all watching this? And she vegan, so she healthy. You eating some healthy shit. You go on this side. You come to death row because processed shit, sugars, beef, baby, unhealthy shit over here. But I do throw a pineapple in that bitch. So you eat your little veggies, your little fruit, like on the food chart. You get a little bit of healing with that. But for the most part, it's drive-through. and you can supersize it. Pull up to the front, ma'am. Give me 5 minutes. It's going to be like 9 minutes on the wicked wings.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously, how are you sweet? Woo!
Cracking up with you. Listen, I want y'all to know, I don't just laugh on this camera with this girl sitting on the side of me. Listen.
We laugh
I
will all be, the time.
All the fucking time. She ain't about to say shit, and I'll be laughing. Listen, just a minute ago, I was doing my makeup, and the song was playing, and she just, or what? I just crack up at her all the fucking time.
Yeah, you know how you got them, like, I can tell anybody, if I go on the road and be on the stage, I ain't got to worry about it. She going to be the one laughing, and I'm going to be right talking to her. Like, she going to be laughing, because she going to laugh. If it ain't funny, she don't laugh because it's corny, but she don't laugh. But for the most part, I be making her laugh because it be like random ass shit.
It be random as fuck. Shit. But, just random.
But no, like, you have like extra body weight. It's like really soft. Mm-hmm. You really crimp the shit out of it.
It was just I just put like a new track at the top.
Oh, it's fresh. But no, it looks like, no, it really like the body weight, like it's body.
And I ain't even ready to do it.
It look good. I love it.
I hair up and did something.
I think because I'm so used to you, she love her straight, because straight is like sexy, but that, but that the body wave is all, when bundles first started coming out, body wave was always really sexy to me, but it looks really good.
Yeah, I think it's time for me to, because it's summertime.
A bob.
I think, you know, what's next when I got it, I think I'm finna do a bob.
You gonna write curly?
No,
just straight.
So you don't always do the straight first,
and then you curl.
And then I like when the hair start getting kind of oldish. You know what I'm saying? Then I start doing them curls and putting the crimps in her.
Yeah.
So I'm probably finna with them crimps or the with the leave out.
And I'm laughing because the last time she cut that bob, what's going on that day? Baby, she FaceTime me. She was like, oh my God.
Let's fuck up.
Cause she do her own hair, y'all. She do all nails, her makeup. Like, she's a fucking, you know, she do her. But yeah, I knew the sun was coming. Cause you know, we're in Texas. It is hot as fuck. Like, it was so hot. Cause I like to sit in my car. It done got so bad to when I get off of work, I take my ass in the house because it's just extremely hot.
Damn.
It's that. And then my car has black seats and it holds heat. Mm-hmm. Like, it just be so hot. And I was like, it's going to be a super duper hot summer.
Her
birthday in one of the hottest months. So yeah, it's finna get hot. We ready for it because Lord, we want to be here for it. But it's hot, and these light bills finna be high as fuck.
Oh my gosh, it'd be like sometime I just want to just start being prostitute or some shit to pay these damn light bills.
Cause that bill be high.
Be high as fuck.
And like,
I live by myself. Why the fuck is my bill $300-$400?
Because it's pulling all that. Cause it be so hot that the air conditioners are like really working harder.
I need a sponsor this summer. Listen, for real. Can y'all, you know, say hit my DM? Need a sponsor.
She want a Mr. Blakemore on back.
Seriously. Please.
Oh, we was dancing. Please.
How was he doing?
When Mr. Don't stop, kid, he went on a dance floor. He was like, and they were like, go, Mr. Blakemore. Go, Mr. Blakemore. I watched it last night. He was like, he was like, you remember that part? Damn, Mr. Blakemore.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because Lisa came with us. And she was like, she said, yeah, he was over there. Yeah, something. Whatever. I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah, it's so good. I watched it last night.
That's the feel good movie. Yeah. Okay. But no, yeah, good.
Life is thriving.
Thriving. You know what I'm saying? Look for sponsors.
Yeah.
Look for sponsors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, they say ask and you shall receive.
I'm just saying. Listen.
But nowadays, sponsors can't be sponsors. We all struggling these days.
Yeah, for real. They be wanting to sponsor. I be sending her screenshots of y'all. You know what I'm saying? The men, they be wanting us to sponsor their ass. They be wanting the flowers. They don't want, you know what I'm saying?
How many comments we got for that one little TikTok we did that said if I ain't spending cash,
He gotta go.
It's funny to us, like, but that's true. Like, why would I be with a man who can't do nothing for me? Yeah. Because we know what we gonna do for him. Yeah. I'm not gonna be pointing to you, mm-hmm. and you ain't pointing to me. Period. Mm-hmm. So you gotta go if you ain't gonna be like, if it ain't mm-hmm. gonna be reciprocated. So ain't nothing wrong with that. But the man that took it wrong,
come in the bullshit.
If you broke, just say that. What the kids say?
If you broke, just say that.
Cause what?
Cause no. Okay. I'm glad we'll go ahead and jump to that first topic because it goes kind of tied to that. Our first topic, we're going to talk about setting a standard eliminates the possibility of hurt. Okay, so in a relationship, when you set a standard, you know what I'm saying, you're already setting up the foundation of like, hey, this is what's not going to happen, this is what should happen, you know what I'm saying, it already eliminates, you know what I'm saying, let me say this, it's not going to eliminate the hurt completely, but it's already going to set up, you know what I'm saying, to eliminate the hurt, you know what I'm saying, for whatever it is that we stand on this foundation, you know what I'm saying, because this topic basically is what it's saying is like, anytime that you get, you know what I'm saying, you find a partner or whatever, you know what I'm saying, we always say, do not jump and just be with, you know what I'm saying, and say this is your boyfriend or your girlfriend. I'm talking to both right now. You know what I'm saying? And the reason for that is because you need to go ahead and first, let me say this. Before you get a relationship, realize for yourself, you know what I'm saying, talk to yourself about what you really, you know what I'm saying, not going to tolerate.
Yeah.
Have, you know what I'm saying, I already have in your head what is, you know what I'm saying, because you ask right now, I can list shit right now. You know what I'm saying? I have standards and, you know, in my non-negotiables and all this other shit because that is the standard that I have for myself, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of people get in relationships, they don't even know what they want for themselves.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And so when you already confused about what you going to be like, I don't know if, you know what I'm saying, if Rodney did that, but if Mike did, I'd probably let it go. Nah, bitch, it needs to be a standard. You know what I'm saying? So for me, you know what I'm saying, first, to yourself, talk to yourself, and you know what I'm saying, to be like, hey, you know what I'm saying, cheating, that ain't finna go. I don't care who it is. You know what I'm saying? Abuse, that ain't finna go. You know what I'm saying? Who it is. I don't care if it's, you know what I'm saying, verbal abuse, physical abuse, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, you know what I'm saying, abuse it is. You know what I'm saying? So, I already have set up, for real, what you not go tolerate. Then, when you find your spouse, you know what I'm saying, before y'all jump into a relationship, have a conversation. It's not to be like, hey, what you bring to the table, and I'm not gonna, you know, it's, you know, it's simple conversation. It's, hey, you know what I'm saying, hey, baby, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I know that we, you know what I'm saying, probably finna, you know, jump into this relationship, but just letting you know what I'm saying, like, for real, some stuff that, you know, that for my relationship, because, you know what I'm saying, you can set up, because it's like, I know everybody, they, you know, standards and, you know, what they accept now is totally different, so just for us to be on the same page, because I want us, you know what I'm saying, to be, because we finna be walking together now, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, like, our hands, we gonna be walking together, so I need to make sure, and I want to know yours as well, you know what I'm saying, so, because he'll probably, what if he, you know what I'm saying, he think that his girlfriend, not wife yet, but you know what I'm saying, should cook, you know what I'm saying, every day, or, you know, something, so if it's something that's probably going to, you know what I'm saying, not up to you, now you can let him, so basically, y'all coming, you know, having a conversation, and for real, like, hey, you know what I'm saying, this is what it is, because basically, like, just say, like, if, you know, like, with the dude, you know what I'm saying, I'm just, you know, the last dude I was dating, right, if he just, you know what I'm saying, we would be like, we together, and again, y'all know that I have had, you know what I'm saying, surgery where I can't have kids, right, you know what I'm saying, y'all know I don't want kids. He didn't know that yet because we didn't go that deep, you know what I'm saying, and so he wanted a little girl. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Remember I told you? And so as much as he wanted to be with me, you know what I'm saying, he didn't even know that I couldn't have no damn kids. So you know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean about
you gotta have a conversation,
because I don't want to set up, you know, because again, it's setting up, setting, eliminates the possibility of hurt. If we got together, now I'm his girlfriend, then now he's trying to get me pregnant, and I'm like, baby, I can't have, you know what I'm saying? Now he hurt because, you know what I'm saying? Like, but he's not already established that we together. So it's like, I just set the foundation. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, You know what I'm saying? I can't have no kids. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, probably adopt. Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Whatever your standard is, just to let that person know, be clear up front. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? So, they'll know the doors they walking in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of like, you know, now, so I didn't, you know what I'm saying, set it up. And so, as soon as he said, he with me, he opened up the doors and all the shit started falling out. Now, let me go ahead and let you know. You know what I'm saying? Hey, blase, blase, boop, boop, boop. You know what I'm saying? And this is what it is. What would you say first?
I totally agree. You gotta, because a lot of people, when they meet people, they be who they think the somebody totally different to catch their person's attention, to make them like them, or they acting, they auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they get the role, then that's when they true character show, and it's like, that ain't who you are. And I just feel like, when I was younger, you be like, you just go with the flow. But now that I'm older, it's definitely a conversation that have to be had. I'm older now, so I really don't care to have children. I've made it a point in my life to be like, okay, I'm here to be an auntie. I'm here to be a godmom. I'm here to be an auntie, a nanny, a auntie, a godmother, whoever to these children. I'm just not going to have my own kids. Mm-hmm. And you get with a man, and he really likes you, or you really like him, and then he talk about kids, like she said. But I think that when y'all first start conversing, people like, that's just too soon. It ain't never too soon to waste nobody's time. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Where do you see this going? Like, what are your expectations of this situation? Are we just dating just to just spend time with one another? Or do you see yourself trying to build something with me? And if you are trying to see yourself build, like, what are you wanting out of this situation? If they say, oh, I want to get married, I want to have kids, that's when I'm supposed to say, marriage is ideal, great, but kids, because I'm this age, I don't see it being something that I would want to do. That way I'm giving him the green light to be like, okay, because I want kids, because I wouldn't want him to
settle for me
because he want kids. Because every time we somewhere and I'm like, well, come with me to my cousin baby birthday party, and he's so hands on with the kids, and they like, oh, when y'all gonna have some kids? You know what I mean? Like, now, who's to say that if I be like, well, I don't have kids, he be like, okay, that's cool, because well, I'm older too, but I want some, but, it ain't a deal breaker for me, because it don't matter. And then later on, my mind may change, like, you know what, let me give him, he wants some kids. I'm just saying, at least be honest enough to say, hey. Or, like, if you don't believe in God, be like, he go to church every Sunday, or his mama and his daddy, like, the first lady and the pastor of the church, he wants you to meet them to come over there. Why would I waste their time going over there every Sunday, having Sunday dinner, going to church with them? And I know damn well I don't believe shit they say. And don't even want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that, major shit is stuff that needs to be said at the beginning. Now, I'm not saying jump into your financials and your debts and shit like that, because that's like, once y'all be together, then when you feel comfortable enough to say that. But I'm like, the things that are just like common sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't,
The kids,
the marriage, religion, all of that. And even if he just like, I'm the type of dude, I don't want you hanging with your homegirls all the time, because you have people like that. And if you're a social butterfly and you like to do that type of stuff, it's not going to work, because you can't tell me.
It eliminates the possibility of hurt, because, like you said, basically, the dude that I was talking to, he was like, hey, why can't, two people just like each other and just make it work? No, that's for kids. I'm being honest with you. You know what I'm saying? That's for kids. Because, however, the reason why, we just can't like each other, because, again, I look at some dudes and I find them attractive. I'm looking at them like, damn, that motherfucker fine. I'm like, damn, he fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you don't just make it work just because he fine. You know what I'm saying? Because real, I can, just find you attractive all day. But if I'm like, damn, he don't believe in God, but shit, that motherfucker fine. I'm still finna roll these fucking dice, or shit. You know what I'm saying? He be flirting with everybody. Shit, he fine. I'm still finna roll these dice. But it's going to, that hurt, his pain will come, because when we get in that relationship, him not coming to church with me is going to hurt me. Him cheating on me is going to hurt me. So again, eliminate that possibility of hurt by already understanding who the fuck you get in a relationship with. Just because that motherfucker fine, relationship-wise, he's not going to be for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I promise you, I almost told myself, but
characteristics and the characteristics and morals and shit mean more to me than the looks, because people I find attractive, trust might be like, okay, girl, if you think he cute, but they don't matter. If she
I'm
think
so
he
glad
cute,
that she don't think people who cute do I think, and I'm so glad that,
and
what I'm saying?
If we
like,
do think they're attractive, like, hell yeah, bitch, he fine, he cute, you know what I'm saying, that type of thing. But I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, I like the fam, like the core of what's mm-hmm. going on with you. I like the fact you could be fun. Like, it's this man that work with me. I'm not attracted to him or nothing like that, but he's so nice. But I'm just saying, like, he's, I think he may be African or something, but he's just really, really dark. Mm-hmm. And every time I wear some sneakers, and I like, what you think about these sneakers? Because I had on some sneakers, like some 90s shoes, and he was like, they do look like you're supposed to be working out, but they cute. So every time I see him, I'm like, what you think about these sneakers? And he was like, yeah, them straight. But I'm just saying, I'm not even into him like that, but I'm just saying, if I was thinking, me looking at him like that, I'd be like, mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be like, if I take him around, everybody, they're going to be like, meh. But his personality's so dope, and he's so nice. It's like you look past it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all be so busy. And I'm saying, y'all. And I'm talking to Texas and United States of America. I'm just saying, y'all know that 95% of y'all are about the outside, yeah. The aesthetics and all that type of shit. Because you want it to look good on the pictures. And you want to say you're gonna have some cute kids, and half the kids come out ugly because y'all genes don't mix well. But anyway, I'm saying, like, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than rap.
Deeper than rap.
And y'all be just looking at that shit. Yeah. Just like when you go to a restaurant and the food, it's like you go somewhere and it's all pretty. Like, ooh, this food finna be good. As soon as you bite that shit, it lacks flavor. It's dry. And you're like, oh, it looked good, but it ain't good for me. Just like the food, the milk, the chocolate milk she done told me about. I ain't gonna let that go because I love chocolate milk. It looks so delicious to me, but I know what the fuck comes from that. But I'm just saying, like, if you don't do your research to find out what the fuck you putting inside your body or putting around you or around you, then that's you. So if you ain't give, that's not fair to that man. Mm-hmm. Telling if you have him thinking that you want to have kids, you know damn well you taking birth control. But you want to keep him around because he surprises you. And he got everything that check your list. But you don't want no damn kids, and he wants them. Love him enough to let that man go have some kids with that girl. Shit, I'm sorry, y'all, because I don't like that.
Like I did my ex, I kept taking that birth control because you know I ain't want to have kids. Yeah, you too, listen. We only give y'all half the episode. We sorry. But we need for y'all to go ahead and go over to a podcast platform to listen at the rest of this episode, okay? But YouTube, guess what? Our standard is that we love y'all and we out. Now, everybody else who is still listening, y'all, we're going to continuously say it. And I'm going to continuously say it to myself. You know what I'm saying? Because there's been time where I'm like, ooh, this dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got money.
Got money.
You know what I'm saying? This dude, you know what I'm saying? He own his shit. But then when, you know what I'm saying, I really find out about him, I'm like, this nigga is a fucking hoe. He want to talk to me, my friends, my sister, my cousin, and probably my mom. You know what I'm saying? So shit like that where it's like, you know, you just have to eliminate, you know what I'm saying, a lot of shit that you just, you know what I'm saying, won't like. Of course you're not going to get 100% of everything that you want. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times the dudes, they'll always say, y'all just want a perfect dude. No, a perfect dude doesn't exist. I'm not even looking for him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What I'm looking for, like seriously, is somebody who has the same values and the core system that I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? Now, I say it all the time. I can say that my type is the basketball type. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who knows me knows how I am about that. That's the type that I have. That is not my fucking standard.
That's right.
That is not my standard. Because if, you know what I'm saying, if it's a dude, and he probably got a little more weight on him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But he has everything else. Like, certain shit, like, physical-wise, can, you know what I'm saying, can be...
You can alter that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he got, you know what I'm saying, probably... You know, I had a haircut I want. That shit can be cut off. You know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's, I'm, you know what I'm saying? That shit's going to check me. The physical is going to check me first because if a dude already has all of that, you know what I'm saying? But the other dude who probably doesn't have all that, if he's, you know what I'm saying? If I'm around him more, you know what I'm saying? If he has, like, you know, certain shit that I'm looking for, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And all this shit is going to, I'm going to be like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that can work. But as far as, like, always, y'all, set a standard for yourself, you know what I'm saying, and go ahead and tell your partner what that standard is. If you know that this man, you know what I'm saying, used to steal money from his ex or something, you know what I'm saying, more than like he's probably still have that you know what I'm saying, thief, you know what I'm saying, spirit in them or something. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, but however, you know, certain shit like that is probably not going to work for you. Don't ignore those fucking red flags. Don't alter your standards. You know what I'm saying? You can alter, you know what I'm saying, how somebody looks or shit like that. But don't, you know what I'm saying, you know, alter your standards just to be with this person. You get what I'm saying?
Because the thing about it is, excuse me, y'all, I'm about to build. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Woo. The thing about it is sometimes, you know, we meet people that got everything that we like for the most part. We have 10 boxes checked. Okay. They check off 8 or 9 of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just because we meet them and they have so many things that we like does not mean that we're supposed to be with them. I truly believe that God puts people in our life to show us what we can have. And then when the shit happens and it's like you like everything or they spoil, they you don't have to pay for nothing. Y'all go on dates, you know what I'm saying? You attracted to them, you like them, da da da. But it's something, it's like, damn. You be thinking like, well, why he got all this? Well, why that one little thing is making us not be able to mesh well? It's because God is saying, okay, I'm showing you what you deserve and what you can get. Mm-hmm. I ain't say that was for you. I'm just saying, like, let me give you a taste of what you can possibly have that has everything. Because sometimes they can have all 8 things checked out, but the 2 things that's not are the most important.
Yep.
And it's like, well, you know how they say it's the 80-20 rule. They have 80, but the 20%, that's different. But if that them 2 little boxes is like, I just can't, yeah. I can't budge on that. I just can't. You just got to be a big girl. Mm-hmm. Ladies, and be like,
yeah, because like what Kiki is saying, just so like she said, 8 of those boxes of shit could be, you know what I'm saying, 3 of them boxes could be physical shit. This shit be like, okay, I want him to be have that basketball body. Boop. I want him to fuck me good. Boop. You know what I'm saying? I want him to, you know what I'm saying, style to be good. All that shit that I just mentioned. Them boxes ain't even got to be checked.
Showed up.
But them boxes of him being faithful, that box is a fucking red. And that is a necessary. You can't go to the next page to that fucking, you know what I'm saying, box is complete.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So certain shit, we be like, oh, he got all this other shit. Uh-uh. Bitch, he got that other uh-uh. shit that's like, uh-uh, bitch. All that shit be like, oh, he can play that. Uh-uh. Bitch, fuck all the other shit that he got checked. Bitch, them 2 boxes at the bottom right there, bitch. Them the most fucking important, bitch.
To be honest with you, the most important one I'm going to first to check. Yeah. To make sure do he possess this? Do mm-hmm. he do this? Do he do that? Because you cute. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a good job. Cool. But do you believe in God?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you respectful?
That part. Because some of the people that I, you know what I'm saying, ignore it to this day, y'all would be like, bitch, that motherfucker fine.
He is.
But I know the core. And I know that core is a little rotten, bitch.
I just don't like people. You know what I'm saying? And if you just shut the fuck, not you, mm-hmm. I'm saying, but if people just shut the fuck up and sit back and let a motherfucker talk, they gonna dig a hole mm-hmm. for themselves and you won't even have to waste your time because you gonna know from the conversation that you mm-hmm. like, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I promise you.
I don't want a man that's gonna sit up and text me all day. I want a man that be like, pull up.
Ooh.
Can you let's go sit at the lake. Ooh. I want to talk to you because my love language is time.
Yeah.
So I would rather be in your face and talk to you because truth be told, I don't want to text all damn day.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the phone and call me sometimes. And I ain't talking about FaceTime me. I want to do old school like we talking on the phone like this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to FaceTime make it so convenient for people not to be personal and be in each other's space because I'm FaceTime you mm-hmm. so you see me. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to see you like where I can do this. I can touch you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind FaceTime you, but I would much rather FaceTime mm-hmm. you in person, like be like that. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Organic type shit. That's the type mm-hmm. of stuff. Because I feel like energy don't lie. We can mash shit all day long through text messages and FaceTime because that's just phone. But when I'm in your presence, how my spirit feels when I'm around you, if I'm tense every time I'm around you, then that's a problem. Of mm-hmm. course, you get the jitters because you think they're cute. But if I feel like I can't relax, then that's a red flag mm-hmm. for me. Excuse me, I've learned as a grown woman to pay attention to that. Normally you'd be like, oh girl, you just nervous because you don't know him. No, if your body is always like, it's something, or you feel like every time you get around him, you feel like he's trying to force you to fuck him mm-hmm. or put you in a position to have sex, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you could be Nasir Jones and look like Nas or T.I., but if you make me feel like that, it turns me off and I don't know how to loop back around for that. I need to be comfortable to where it's like, just let it flow. Because if I want, like we always say on this podcast, we know if we want to fuck you or not. Mm-hmm. So you ain't got to try to press the issue or try to get me alone in a space to where you can coerce me to do it because that's rape. I know it's deeper than rap, but I'm just saying, like, don't do that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, no, seriously. Them boxes, like, y'all gotta make sure y'all check off them first before y'all even waste the motherfucker time. Yeah. Setting that standard, oh, when I meet whoever, John, Tim, Harry, these three things are not a compromise. Mm-hmm. If you talk about them three things, you first meet a person, it eliminates you wasting your time. Next.
Exactly. Next. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, listen, I'm quick to cut off, you know what I'm saying, men fast, and it's only because when I say I know exactly what I want,
yeah,
I'm a person that I know exactly what I want. Now, do you have to be exactly a chick? No. Oh, my voice. No, you know what I'm saying? But because I know, you know what I'm saying, like, at this age of, like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went out, you know what I'm saying, the other week or whatever, and this dude had got my number. When he had, you know what I'm saying, text me, you know, I'm like, this ain't for work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know for sure. Because my thing is, like, you know, now, if you already talking about sex, mm-hmm. as soon as we start talking,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to run, sir. Yeah. I am mm-hmm. going to run. Yeah. Because, again, if I gave you my number, and I'm thinking that he was classy. And he, you know what I'm saying? That was at that classy event I went to.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? But
people dress up shit out of the time.
Exactly. Putting lipstick on a monkey. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, again, you know, I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? He, you know, he looks probably, you know, like he got his shit together. And if I gave you my number, that means that I possibly found you attractive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Too. You asked for my, so you found me attractive. Okay. So, it's understanding rule that we both want to have sex with each other.
The physical
is already there. Absolutely. You get what I'm saying? We both grown. We know we're not.
We ain't exchanging them because, oh, you like you got a good brain.
Right. You like you got a good brain. No, we both find each other physically attractive.
Yeah.
You're a stranger, so I don't know your core yet. I don't know, you know what I'm saying, how you're, whatever it is. But however, if you first start talking about sex, I run away so fast.
Because you don't know me like that. You don't know what I got going on down there. You don't even know if I'm truly a woman.
Because, exactly, I could be a transgender.
He don't know if you got a disease. He don't know if your pussy stank. He don't know nothing. He just
out of physical. You know what I'm saying? And so, it ran me away so fucking fast. And I'm saying that my standard is, you know what I'm saying, because it eliminate the possibility of hurt. You know what I'm saying? My standard is that if you first talk about sex with me, I am going to, you know what I'm saying, like, hair up and run away because I know that I'm not, if I was in a just, you know what I'm saying, just trying to add you to my roster and fuck, that would have been cool. But because I know that I'm looking for a husband, you're not it because you want to fuck.
That's right.
And it's cool that you want to fuck, but why, you know what I'm saying, for you talking about it right now, that shit ain't finna work because that means you're not trying to get to know me yet.
That's right.
And I don't like that. I'm being honest. Like, I can talk about sex out there in this podcast, but for real, y'all, I'm so serious. And for you trying to talk to me
about this
do
shit.
Do not talk about, if I gave you my number, nigga, I want to fuck you. Yes, I want to fuck you, dummy.
Yeah.
Of course I want to fuck you. But I'm not finna talk about that with you yet. Like, that's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, that's crazy. I'm not. Of course. But when we start being around each other, you know what I'm saying? You court me. Yes, we're going to have sex, but bitch, you talk about it first. You know what I'm saying? The fast way to get my pussy is not talk about my pussy.
Cause you don't like,
The fastest way to get my pussy is don't say shit about what you can do. None of that. Cause as soon as you not talk about it, everything that you talk about, I promise you, like bitch, I'm over here looking like, ooh, them lips looking so good. I'm looking like, I promise you, I'm going to want to just grab you and fuck you.
Yeah.
Soon as you talk about sex, my pussy dry up. I'm like, ooh, he don't want to get to know me. He want to get to know you, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, nope.
And she ain't accepting
She don't control me no more. She used to control me in my 20s. I'm like, yeah, bitch, he want to get to know you. Now I'm like, bitch, nope, next. I'm trying to find the one who getting to know me.
That's right.
My standard is, you know what I'm saying, you have to first, you know what I'm saying, not talk about sex and get to know me. You know, seriously.
Yeah.
And it's going to eliminate the possibility of me adding another nigga to the roster. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's going to do is just add somebody else, you know what I'm saying, to the roster. Now, of course, you know what I'm saying, could we just, you know what I'm saying, have sex and then possibly be in a relationship? Yes. But I don't want to, my standard is I don't want to start out a relationship like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if I go on a date with you and the vibe's right, if I'm horny at night, I probably fuck. You know, so you just never know. But I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want you to.
That's not the initial thing.
That's not. No, that's not.
You know what I'm saying? Or we're just saying that grown people gonna do grown people. Yeah. Right? But don't come at me like that.
Don't come at me like that. You come at me like a prostitute, nigga.
That's it. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. But anyways, you want to jump to our letter portion?
Yes.
We'll go ahead and jump to our letter of the day. If you would like to write us, email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com, as well as you can DM us on our Instagram.
Okay, so the letter today says, "Dear my new favorite ladies, you ladies just don't know the joy you bring me when I listen to your podcast. It gives me the positive energy I need in my life. So since you bring me joy, my question is, what do you ladies do when you are feeling down and out?" Hey, new person. Thank you. Since we're your new favorite ladies, did you come from TikTok? Where you come from? Wherever you came from, I don't care. I'm glad you're here and welcome. When I'm feeling down and out, if you've been listening, you know I spend money. Which is very toxic, but I do tend to shop a lot. But most of the time, if I'm feeling down and out, I'll lay around. I'll watch movies, eat a whole bunch of sweets. That's just a coping mechanism for me. You know what I'm saying? But I just kind of, if I'm feeling down and out, I may listen to music. Or sometimes, you know, I'm going to be honest. The healthy way when I'm down and out, I go walk around Target. I'll go either walk around Target or I'll walk outside and just get some, you know, sunlight, give you that vitamin D. It kind of change your perspective on things. So sometimes I will walk outside or just get in my car and just drive around if it's a pretty day, just so I can see if I can change my mood and put on some music, but some happy music, not no depressing ass music. It just kind of depends on what I'm down and out about. You know what I'm saying? Charles, are you?
Hey, new friend. Hey, new cousin, new sister, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Hey, girl. So, for me, I'm with Kiki. My first thing is putting on music. Yeah. Because you have to now, you know what I'm saying? Like, because if that means I'm in some type of dark place or unhappy place. So, I have to now put myself in a positive, you know what I'm saying, mindset. And so, music for me, you know what I'm saying? 90s music for me always gets me in a happy space. And for me, I have to move around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to just sit. Sometimes I would just sit. You know what I'm saying? By myself and just being in those thoughts. But then after, you know what I'm saying? I'm in those thoughts for some hours or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Next, I'm like, I just want to, you know what I'm saying? Go and be around people
that make
you know what I'm saying?
Happy,
that make you happy. You know what I'm saying? So putting yourself, your actual, you know what I'm saying? Body in spaces that are, you know what I'm saying? Exciting and fun. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, always the music, you know what I'm saying? And with me, like, if I'm at home and it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? I want to get out. Basically, I watch Christmas movies.
Oh, they so, and like Hallmark movies,
Those movies, you know what I'm saying? For me, it always gets me in a good space because, you know what I'm saying? Like, Christmas is my favorite time of the year. And, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what everybody is, you know what I'm saying? Like, family and happy, you know what I'm saying? So for me, you know what I'm saying? Doing that, like, it brings me joy to, you know, see that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You got anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so we're going to the next topic.
Yep.
Okay.
So our next topic, we're going to talk about I'm glad you said that. Go through the fire, but don't smell like the smoke. So when you actually go through something in life, they always say, you know, be like, if just like you went through, you know, somebody passing or a loss of a job or, you know what I'm saying, you got kicked out your house or, you know what I'm saying, your leg broke, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, how people be like, oh, my gosh, I just love your strength. Like, they talk about what y'all are right now. I just love your strength. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't look like what you've been through. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of times, it's like if you sit down and you talk to certain people, you know what I'm saying? Just like, I be seeing some of my old classmates, right? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, they just look so run down. Like, life just to beat them up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they done been through the fire, and they smell just like the smoke because they look like the smoke. You know what I'm saying? But then some people, where it's like, we done been through if I sit down and you tell you my story, you wouldn't think that I should have a smile on my face right now. You know what I'm saying? But because it's like, I don't smell like the smoke. I went through it, but I don't smell like shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to still see some residues or some burn marks or something, but you're not going to smell like the smoke. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, basically, you know what I'm saying? The topic is whatever you're going through, you know what I'm saying? Try to put yourself in situations or, you know what I'm saying, places or, you know what I'm saying, a mindset where you don't let life bring you down. Because, you know what I'm saying? Just so like, again, I done had, you know, a classmate. I think his mom had passed. And when his mom was alive, it was everything. You know what I'm saying? He used to stay fly. Houston, you know what I'm saying? It was, he used to always be nicely. When I tell you fly, when after his mom passed, like he, you know what I'm saying, he got on his shit. You know what I'm saying? And so it was like life had just started beating him down. And, you know, no matter what, as long as we, you know what I'm saying, alive, it's going to be people that pass. We go lose our job. We go, you know what I'm saying, go through financial, you know, situations. We go through breakups. We go through, you know what I'm saying?
Life on life.
Life is go life, you know what I'm saying? But it's all about how do you pick yourself up, you know what I'm saying, out of it.
I mean, everything you said is it. I really don't have nothing to say about that, but, like, thank God we don't like, we fire Marshall Bill.
Yeah.
Like, we done been through that stuff, but that's true. Like, I really honestly don't have, you said everything that I would say as far as going through the fire, but don't smell like the smoke. Go through the storm, come out, it's always light at the end of the tunnel. You may not see it because that tunnel might be super, super long.
Yeah.
Just because your storm lasted for 2 days don't mean somebody else's storm may not last for 2 weeks, but at the end of the day, it can't rain forever. The fire eventually get put out. You know what I'm saying? You just have to go through it so you can grow through it. You go through it, grow through it, and then you be able to help somebody else go through. Like Charleston said, everything going to happen. People pass away, financial hardships, heartbreak, you know what I'm saying, illnesses. It's gonna happen. That's just life. The way you handle it is
It shows the most,
you know what I'm saying?
It's like, you know, people always say, you know, why me?
Why not you?
You know what I'm saying? Why, like, everybody, you know what I'm saying, under the sun, you know what I'm saying, is go, you know what I'm saying, have somebody pass away, and they're like, everybody under the sun is go have, you know what I'm saying, a financial situation, you know what I'm saying, everybody is going to go through, you know what I'm saying, so much, you know what I'm saying, as long as you're alive, you will never stop, everything will be good right now. That's why I always be so happy in my happy space, because everything is not going to be good, you know what I'm saying, there's going to be times where it gets rough and bad, you know what I'm saying? So in the times where it's just be like, enjoy everything, because you know what I'm saying, it's gonna be time where, you know what I'm saying, I am in it, you know what I'm saying, grieving spot, or I am in that, you know what I'm saying, like, that's life, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, no matter what, y'all, like, seriously, the stuff that y'all go through, if, like I said, if y'all listen to anything I say, like, still hold your head up. And when I mean, like, you know what I'm saying, like, for real, y'all got this. We here with y'all. We going through it. As you know what I'm saying, right now, Kiki grieving, still grieving, you know what I'm saying? Like, and everybody is going to, you know what I'm saying, go through something. And we here with y'all. That's why every time, you know what I'm saying, we come on this podcast, like, you know, we telling y'all, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the shit that we going through in our business. Because, you know, again, like I said, we going through the smoke together, you know what I mean, the fight together. And, you know what I'm saying, we talk about it and get certain shit out and try to stay in a happy place, because we're not trying to smell like the smoke, you know what I'm saying? Because some shit will have you so damn where, you know what I'm saying, you probably want to pick up, you know what I'm saying, some drugs. You probably want to pick up that bottle. You probably want to, you know what I'm saying, got here and just, you know, whatever it is, and kill somebody. But don't. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's like, don't allow, you know what I'm saying, your trials and tribulations to change you as a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you know what I'm saying, feel the feeling, go through it, but do not allow it to, you know what I'm saying, to bring you to a space where you don't even recognize yourself. When I saw my homeboy, like, that shit broke my heart. I'm like, fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? That nigga, shit. Like, it was like, I'm like, this shit, you know what I'm saying, is, yeah, I hate to see people, you know what I'm saying, who, you know, who had, you know, something bad happen to them, and they just can't get over it, you know what I'm saying? Because no matter what, I don't know what y'all believe in, but, you know, anything that's put on, you know what I'm saying, like that, like, a lot of times God knew that you had the strength enough to deal with it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, because, you know what I'm saying, he knew that you could deal with it, it's like, you know, show out, like, you know what I'm saying, show that strength, because that your strength don't come when you don't have nothing in your hand lifting. Can't nobody see your strength. Your strength only comes when it's some weight on you. And they see, you know what I'm saying, if you can pick yourself back up. You know what I'm saying? No bullshit. I just made this shit up right now off the fly, bitch. I need the bitch. That was fire, bitch. That didn't be my damn quote. For real. And I'm just sitting up here thinking about it. You really can't tell your strength when nothing is in your hand. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if you weak or strong or whatever, but you only can tell your strength when the world is on you. And you know what I'm saying? What you can lift up. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
That was dope what I just said, bitch.
It was.
That was dope. Yeah, I don't, it just came to me. Not for real. So again, like I said, show your strength. If that weight on you,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
Push off, and you know what I'm saying. You got this. Get yourself back up. But anyways, y'all know what time it is. Rando. We got something random for you. Rando. We got something random for you.
What's your rando?
Yeah, my rando is Mama Joyce is evil as fuck.
Candy Mama.
Candy Mama is evil as fuck.
Is she?
Like, let me say this. She is one of them old mamas that, you know what I'm saying, just set in her fucking ways and just evil as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Candy is... I'm talking about Candy from Escape, this on Atlanta Housewives. You know, I know I watched the show. And it was, you know what I'm saying, something where she would talk to her mama because she was saying something wrong about her husband, Steele. They've been married like 9 years, right? And she was saying that Ty was broke. And he, you know what I'm saying?
Girl,
and
he's
like,
old.
You know what I'm saying? First, the Ty was never broke, even when they, you know what I'm saying? Candy just had more. So, but I'm saying is like, when you held it so, it's so much shit and anger that I see in her mama, you know what I'm saying, from her probably husband, ex-husband, what, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, and when you hold, it's like, that lady's evil. That's all, my rando is, it's so random as fuck, but that bitch is evil, okay? She evil.
Nah, she is.
Evil.
My rando is, where the cuss words come from? Like, who was the first person to say fuck? And like, oh, that's gonna be a bad word.
Right.
Like, where did it originate from?
Yeah.
Like, where did any of these, how do we know those words are bad? Like, who came up with that?
Like, for real.
Cause you know, like, bitch, mother, cause cussing makes the sentences.
Cause slow. Are those written up? Okay, listen.
Is it really a word?
Are those in the Bible? Those words in the Bible?
No, I ain't never seen thou said fuck it you. In Revelations, man.
What the fuck?
Well, you asked. I am
freaking dead. Not fucking you.
I've never seen a cuss word in the
okay,
Bible.
Let me say this. I read Genesis, right? And I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I be skipping past other ones.
But I don't,
you know,
think there's cuss words in the Bible. I think that's man-made. It's man-made, but I don't know where it, probably from the Greeks. You know, I always talk about them Greeks.
Yeah, I was talking about them Greeks.
Them freaky motherfuckers. It probably came from them.
Yeah.
Or them colonizers.
That ain't okay. Good. That's... What's your
anyway,
song of the
my
week?
Song of the week is...
I'm going to have to Google that. It's Bitch Nim is in the cat. In the
it's Ego Talking by St. Harrison. Have you heard that? I don't know the word.
Who is it?
St. Harrison? It's a white guy. But he did Ego Talking, and they doing that challenge on They Have Rain.
Is that white man with that short hair? I love that. Yes, I love him. Yes, yeah.
And they doing that Ego Talking challenge. It's it's really good.
I love him. That nigga is cold.
It is cold-blooded.
That nigga cold.
He cold-blooded.
Yeah. My quote of the week is... If it ain't no claiming, can't be no complaining.
That's right.
Let me repeat that again. If it ain't no claiming, can't be no complaining.
That sound like a slave. If it ain't no
claiming, can't be no complaining. If you don't claim me, you know what I'm saying, as your woman, don't complain about shit that I do.
That's right.
Because I'm, you know what I'm saying, like, don't complain about no man talking to me. Nothing. Don't complain about, you know what I'm saying, me going on no other date.
Nothing.
You ain't claiming me as your woman. You have not said that I'm your woman. I'm not even your girlfriend. I'm not none of that. So don't complain about shit that I'm doing, my
hello.
Name.
Hello.
Hello.
And goodbye. See you
and
later.
Goodbye. Okay. And okay.
Hello.
You got so much you want to say?
I don't.
So, Silly Squad, listen. Thank you so much for still rock with us. Y'all are the ones who listen to all of our, you know what I'm saying, podcasts. And we, for real, we love you. I was going to say that. I don't give a fuck how many subscribers that we have. Like I said, that is always going to be, you know what I'm saying, something that we always, you know what I'm saying, going to appreciate and tell y'all for real. Because we wouldn't have this podcast if it wasn't for the listeners. Y'all. You know what I'm saying? So we love y'all and we out.
Peace.